This is Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina in for Rob Ferret. After calls from Democrats to reconsider his trip to Kenosha, President Donald Trump visited the city this afternoon. He got a firsthand look at property damage, toured an emergency operations center. He also participated in a roundtable with local law enforcement and Republican leaders from Wisconsin.
It's an honor to be in your neighborhood. It's an honor to be in your great state, Wisconsin. And we're here for you all the way. Some people thought it would be a good thing for me to come, a bad thing. I just wanted to come. I really came today to thank law enforcement and to just really that what you've done has been incredible.
Announced that the federal government would be providing aid to the Kenosha area to help rebuild. He said $1 million would go to law enforcement and $4 million to small businesses that were damaged. He also said more than $42 million would go toward public safety statewide, including more law enforcement, more prosecutors, and additional resources to crime victims. Governor Evers and Kenosha's mayor urged Trump not to come, saying his presence would hinder the city's healing. On the other hand, some members of the Kenosha County Board welcomed Trump's visit, saying the city is hurting and needs his leadership. Corrine Hess is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Milwaukee. Corey, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
This stop comes 9 days after Kenosha police shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back. The incident set off peaceful protests, also looting in the city. On one night of demonstrations and violence, a white 17-year-old from Illinois shot 3 people. 2 of them died. The teenager faces charges for killing them. Give us your overall impression of what Kenosha is like today.
Well, today in Kenosha, like you said, it's 9 days later, and businesses are still boarded up from the lake all the way to the highway. There's been messages of hope painted and written all over the boards, but you can still see that there has been looting all over the city.
Have you seen any clashes between supporters or protesters from different sides of this, or is it relatively quiet?
You know, today the Blake family held their own rally kind of at the same time as the president was here, and it's still going on. And they had some family members speak. Jesse Jackson was here. And what they said was they just wanted to do something to kind of forget that the president was here. They it turned into kind of more of a block party. There's bounce houses. They're having a cookout. They're registering people to vote. They're doing COVID testing. So that's going on. And then in the downtown area over by the courthouse, there is some back and forth between pro-Trump groups and anti-Trump groups, but it isn't, nothing is out of control. It's maybe some slight flare-ups between people that differ politically, but it's been a peaceful day here in Kenosha.
Corey Hess is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Milwaukee, and she's in Kenosha helping us understand what's happening in that part of Wisconsin as President Trump has visited and demonstrators are still out in support of Jacob Blake. Corey, have you talked to any business owners or people near those affected areas where you say there's real damage and storefronts are boarded up?
I've talked to a lot of people who live here, and a lot of the people that I've talked to have questioned why the president is here. They say that at this point, they just want the community to continue to heal. They were afraid that today having him here would cause protests that were going to get out of control, that could have caused rioting. And so I think at this point, what the community is looking for is just a chance to move on and to get things back to normal.
Well, and, you know, President Trump made some different remarks. One of the things he said was that he thinks that this is going to heal very quickly when talking about the situation in Kenosha, and says that the government is going to help them from an economic standpoint. Do you get the sense from people who are there that this is something that will heal quickly?
I think people want it to heal quickly. I think people want to get their businesses back open and going. And I do think that I think that people would like answers from the police department, and people would like the case to be wrapped up. And the Blake family said today that they don't plan on leaving Kenosha until there's an indictment of the officer. Of course, the Department of Justice will make that decision, and however long that will take is unclear. It could take weeks, months. So I think the people of Kenosha would like answers, you know, and so that they can begin to move on.
You talked about people you were talking to saying they're not sure that this is the right time for President Trump to be visiting. We also mentioned that some members of the Kenosha County Board encouraged Trump to visit. Are there people sharing that sentiment in Kenosha?
I'm sure there are. There were a lot of Trump supporters out as well in the park where I am right now, which is downtown. I would say it's a mixed group of Trump supporters and people who are not happy to see him here. There's also some other corners in the city, busy corners where there's groups of Trump supporters. Right now I'm looking at several cars with very large Trump flags. People have been walking around with the Make America Great Again hats on. So I definitely don't want to paint a picture that everyone here is not happy that the president was in town. It's definitely mixed.
But it is calm.
It is calm. Like I said, there's been some flare-ups of small groups kind of just arguing about politics. But overall, it's been a calm day in Kenosha.
Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Corrine Hess is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Milwaukee, and we talked with her about what's happening in Kenosha this afternoon after President Donald Trump visited the city.